on SOFpodcast.com, iTunes, and on Square One Football Radio. This is The Sound of Football.
Brasil, meu Brasil brasileiro, meu mulato risonheiro, vou cantar-te nos meus versos o Brasil samba que dá bamboleio e faz ginga, o Brasil do meu amor, terra de Nosso Senhor.
And welcome to the World Cup. Yes, it's the World Cup Sound of Football. Oh, everyone's excited. Here we are on Copacabana Beach. And
it's nice here, isn't it?
It's lovely, isn't it? Yeah. Not too sure about the budgie smugglers though there. Yeah,
sorry about that.
You're not actually meant to smuggle budgies in there.
Oh.
Well, fool.
Fool.
How many times have you been told
do you think they'll survive for sure?
I don't know, but I watch where those claws and
they're flapping around a bit, which is true.
They can be quite ill-tempered budgies.
What about the budgies?
They don't like being smuggled.
No. Oh dear. Well, it's only a couple of days away now, or you know, if you're listening to this a bit late, you know, hey, it's fully underway, isn't it?
What time is it in the UK now?
I don't know. It's Tuesday, I think. I don't know.
I don't know how my watch was stolen by a mugger.
Oh, really?
Sorry about that.
Before I got to Brazil, I should point out.
He was on the plane on the way over, been nothing, sitting next to me.
Nothing but loveliness, over since we've arrived in Brazil. But you know, God, those people in Croydon can be really nasty. Especially when they find out you're going to the World Cup.
Everyone's nasty.
Jealous bastards.
But what we thought we'd do this week is we're going to go through the whole tournament and tell you what's going to happen. Well, in our normal style, we don't give predictions, do we, Terry?
No, we would only just express surprise or otherwise if something is going to happen. We have done this before.
We have, yeah.
We usually do something like this before. We usually do it in a pub.
Yes.
Listeners don't like us doing this in the pub.
Some do, some don't.
I think there are some that don't like it because they don't like the ambient noise, shall we say. Maybe they just don't like pubs. Yeah, they could be, you know, deeply spiritual people who don't approve with alcohol.
Mm.
He said, nursing his gin.
Yeah, gin.
Cheers, it's a healthy looking gin.
This is a fine looking gin. It's taut as well. Blimey. Glad I'm not driving.
Hey, how's your gin?
I've got a pina colada. And it's very nice.
Yes. Do you like walks in the rain as well?
Yes.
Are you into health tunes?
I don't need to worry about it. It's glorious sunshine. It's lovely.
He's into champagne.
He's into champagne.
Do you like making love at midnight?
I don't know. I don't know what it feels like.
Well, okay.
Well, anyway, that's...
Before we go on any further with that rather strange 1970s reference there, we're going to go right through the tournament. We're going to go through each group. Every one of us is going to have our say on this and who's going to go through. And by the end of it, you'll perhaps know a bit more about the tournament. You'll have a clearer idea who you think is going to win, or you'll be more confused than ever.
Hmm.
Okay, let's start at the beginning. Let's go with Group A. And I think what we've got to do, let's all think... Who's going to come through at that group? Who's going to win that group? Brazil, Croatia, Mexico and Cameroon. Well, duh. The weight of expectation is obviously on Brazil, but they shouldn't have any problem getting through there.
No, I think they'll breeze that one.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Mexico and Croatia both had to get through playoffs to get here, didn't they? So...
Yeah, Mexico. Yeah. I mean, Mexico were almost didn't make it at all, did they?
Yeah.
In fact, I think they relied upon a late equaliser or a late winner by the US of all nations, I think, against Panama to get them through.
Mm.
So they're not in great shape, but apparently the spirit in the camp is very good. But I must confess, I think most of the Mexican players, apart from Chicharito, maybe one or two others, they play in Mexico, so I don't know really anything about them. I don't follow Mexico. Mexico's like England. It's like got a really, really strong and very rich league, and it's very difficult for Mexican players to be lured away to anywhere else because, you know, the life is so good where they are. So it means that you tend not to know a great deal about what they're about. I know Croatia are, you know, can in theory be quite good.
Yeah.
But they've had a change of coach. They've been a bit of upheaval. So you don't know. I watched Cameroon against Germany the other week, and I thought they looked decent.
Yeah, they're not afraid of throwing in the odd are they still leading the attack with
Etu?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. And they've got the chap from Sevilla, Envia, who's, I think he's from Sevilla. Envia from Sevilla. I think he's pretty good.
Is there a guy, I think he's from Mainz?
Eric Maxim Choupo-Moting.
Yes.
Yeah. He's also good. Yeah, he's also good. He's had a good season for Mainz. He scored some smashing goals.
Wow.
So they know how to play football.
So who do you think is going to come through?
I think it's going to be a tricky one. I think Brazil will win the group. That is not tricky.
Yeah.
Although it would be terrible news, I think, about Luis Felipe Scolari, whose nephew has suddenly died.
Awful
business. Mm. Don't know too much about that. That was just breaking as I was sort of like walking up the hill to come here. So I reckon it could be a bit of a toss-up between those. We don't like to make predictions, but I might not be massively surprised if Cameroon make that.
I'm inclined to agree with you on that one.
Well, then I've lost then, haven't I?
Well, you haven't lost. There is no winners and losers here. If you disagree,
now it's time to say, and you should say. You should say why.
I don't know.
If you don't know, then we'll put Cameroon in.
I think maybe Croatia might show a little bit of promise there.
Show you working.
But I wouldn't be surprised.
That's it.
If Cameron moves.
Yep. Then that's once you change it to I wouldn't be surprised, it's no longer a prediction. You don't feel that complete arse.
And I don't have to show my working as well, which is always good.
Yeah.
Quite so.
But just to make it up though, Jan, I think you can tell us what's going to happen in Group B. Spain, Netherlands, Chile and Australia.
I can.
Can you?
Yeah, Spain, Netherlands.
Really? Ooh. Really? Is that what you're saying? Now, I'd be interested in that because I don't think... I mean, we'll put those down because that's what you say.
Yeah.
We offered you the group. But I reckon the cat amongst that bunch of pigeons there is Chile.
Mm.
Strong South American side, finished third, I think, in the
qualifying. Something like that, yep.
I think they are not going to finish third in that group.
That's quite interesting because Spain and the Netherlands play each other first.
Yes.
Very early in the tournament, so maybe they might be hanging back a bit, so it could end up being a little draw between them two.
Yeah.
So that could well open it up for Chile.
Chile have also... The wild card in this group is Australia, not because they will get through, but because they will almost certainly ruin someone's World Cup. I think I said this earlier.
Netherlands.
And so it's entirely possible that could... I mean, there are those, I have been speaking with those heretics on Twitter who think that Spain are, when they trip up, they will do it spectacularly. And it could be in this group.
Well,
I don't know.
There's a potential banana skin for them.
A lot of people fancy the South American teams because it's a South American World Cup.
Yeah.
If this was a European World Cup, you would definitely look at that and say Spain, Netherlands. I don't know whether I would say it. However... You have made the call, and it's your call to make, and I'm not disagreeing with it. And I wouldn't be surprised if Spain and Netherlands qualified from Group B.
So are you sticking with that then, Ian?
I am sticking with that.
Alrighty.
Okay then. So we're going to go for Spain top.
Yes.
To play Cameroon in second round, and we're going for the Netherlands to go through to play the host in the second round then. Right. Okay.
Ooh.
Come along to Group
C. That's a tasty fixture already, isn't it?
It is already. Terry, tell us about Group C.
Okay then. Well, this is the thing about this World Cup is that there are no truly awful teams in this World Cup. But even Greece, who, as we know, are the 2004 European champions.
10 years ago now.
But they, there are a really, really solid defensive side, and they.
How many of that 2004 team is probably still playing?
I think one. I think one or two.
I want to say they're all playing in their forties.
I mean, we over here we know about Kostas Mitroglou and his hilarious move to Fulham and that going by the wayside, but we do know that he can play, and of course there's Socrates, the Dortmund player.
Mm.
They will be difficult to beat. Colombia don't have Falcao. This is a blow.
Yes.
But they're still strongly fancied to get through by people who follow these. He's done his knees. His knees are left.
Yeah.
alas. And Ivory Coast are Ivory Coast. And, you know, Didier Drogba is still there, and that team is still there, and they still don't win anything. But this is probably their last hurrah of the golden of their golden generation. Mm. And Japan are always getting better. They were in the Confederations Cup this time last year, so they've got some experience with the environment. And I think that their order, this is a difficult one to call. But I am going to say that I wouldn't be surprised if Colombia was to finish top of that group. And I wouldn't be surprised if Japan would finish second.
Ooh.
That's bias on my part because I want them to. But I'm going to go with that bias.
I think that's a good call.
I think bias is fair.
I might have said Ivory Coast, but...
You could still say Greece. That's a really open...
I think you could. I think it's slightly maligned that group. I think there's not a lot of supposed interest in there, and I think the fact that one of the games kicks off at 2 o'clock in the morning means that a lot of it will pass people by.
Yeah, well, the next Saturday actually, Super Saturday, final game, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes, but it's actually on Sunday. It's an interesting group, I think, but as much as anything, because it will produce the team that England will play when England get through, or will they?
We're all
going to decide on Group D. So come on, do we think, Jan? Come on, let's have a.
It is really, really, really
head and heart here. Come on,
really difficult. I mean, in your TV Times or whatever that you brought over on the plane.
Yeah.
Who's it, TV Times?
It's a Total TV Guide.
Total TV Guide. It says Group D is D for death.
Oh.
Which says it all. But I don't know who it's going to be the death knell for, but, you know, it's such a difficult group.
Is it, though? I want to say this now. I mean, because Italy are in no form at all at the moment. They've got some good players. They haven't got as good players as we got, I don't think.
Everyone's pooing their pants over here. Sorry, over back in England.
Yeah.
They're all pooing their pants about Pirlo.
Yeah, well, yeah, well, that's quite good. But he only won player.
He only won player, and he 2 year older from
two years
from 2012.
But then again, he has got lovely hair and a great beard.
He's got one of the finest beard. I hate myself for the beard envy that I have for Pirlo.
But Italy did quite well in the Confederation Cup.
They took it seriously and they did okay over here. So they've got that experience.
It's difficult though, really, because you don't know if teams go there taking it seriously and wanting to win.
Italy did. They made it very clear. Yeah. They said because they went to the 2009 Confederations Cup and they didn't take it seriously, and they say that's why they were so terrible in 2010,
the
following year in the World Cup. And they said this time we will not be making that mistake. We'll be preparing this and treating this one seriously.
See, I think the key game in this one, because our first game is England-Italy, and I think that's going to be a draw.
The key game in this one is
Uruguay-Costa Rica, because I think Uruguay will go in this thinking, come on, we did so well last time, but they haven't got Forlan this time. And yes, they do have world-class players up front, but they've got a right donkey sanctuary at the back.
Yeah.
Apart from the guy from...
An actual donkey sanctuary.
Yeah, that's all they've got. it's
managed to get that
poor tactics, really.
It's terrible.
The guy who plays for Atletico Madrid, Godin.
He's
the only one who's any decent back there. Yeah. So
they're good going forward, but...
Good going forward, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Well, I mean, they're not the only team in this World Cup that are good going forward and rubbish at the back. So,
So I think Uruguay could easily slip up against Costa Rica. I think Costa Rica, they're going to be the real spoilers in this group.
Definitely.
Yeah.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's going to be spoilers in every group.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe not.
Well, yeah, like I said, I mean, they're all. There's no bad teams. There's no whipping boys in any of these.
I think Uruguay are not going to get through this.
You're going to go with England and Italy, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to say that.
Who's going to win the group?
I'm going to say England are going to win it.
Right. Well, so let's just take a few moments here. Tell me on this little thing here, on this fixture, where England are going to win their games.
In the final game, they're going to win it.
They're going to have two draws.
They're going to have a draw against Italy. They're going to draw against Uruguay. Then, when it comes to Costa Rica, they'll win
and top the group.
Are you just writing a fairy tale?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if that happens.
Wouldn't you?
I wouldn't be surprised if that happened, but then I wouldn't be surprised if any other combination happened. With the exception of Costa Rica winning the group, I think that would be a surprise.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with what you say, because I know I've had 3 sips of gin and I'm now feeling brave.
Good.
So you've gone for England to win it, Italy second?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if that happened.
Good.
But, I think it's too close to call.
Okay,
I'm the first person to use that term.
Right,
well.
That's fine. But we have to actually write stuff down, so you're happy with that.
I'm happy with, yes.
Yeah. But we want to put on the record.
Yes.
Oakley was always a bit about this.
Wasn't
I don't know.
Yes.
But he sort of like totally, only accepted collective responsibility when he was right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've noticed that in his editing.
Right, well, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen in Group E.
Excellent.
Yeah, because it's got Honduras, and I've only just seen them, so I've seen what they're like. They're a bit of a bruising outfit, aren't they?
They certainly are. Yeah.
They're going to be the Stoke of the World Cup,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. There was an excellent piece on the World Football Phone In by Tim Vickery, who is an English Brazil-based journalist. Mm-hmm. Talking about Honduras, and apparently the coach of the Honduras was the coach of Ecuador in the last World Cup, and was concerned that lack of experience would be too much for the Honduras team going in there, and that it would take them 2 games to get their shit together, and by the time they got their shit together in the 3rd game, it would be too late, which is what happened, he says, in the last World Cup when he was with Ecuador.
Right.
So they're ramped up the intensity, so they were much further down the road in terms of preparation and intensity than England.
So they're all fired up.
It's interesting because I was listening to that just after I'd watched the Honduras game. Not just after, but the day after. I was listening to it on the podcast, and it made complete sense because Honduras were very physical, were playing that game as though it was a competitive fixture.
Mm.
Maybe too physical, frankly, but nevertheless,
well, it's,
interesting insight.
It was an interesting game. I mean, like they did. The sending off didn't really help because we didn't see how long they could carry that out, whether they could carry that on for 90 minutes and still sort of be an attacking unit.
But it was a weird game as well because it was suspended because of the rain.
Yeah, of course. So it was that all chucked it around a bit. France, I mean, my head really, well, my heart says yeah, France is just gonna mess it up again, aren't they?
Mm.
Yeah, but I don't think they are. I don't think they are. I think they're gonna have a decent time of it out there. Ecuador, I honestly don't know much about them. I think, obviously, there's this whole pressure about the being in South America. I think Ecuador are probably going to do quite well. And Switzerland, I think, well, no. You were a surprise seed, and you surprised me, so...
Well, they weren't a surprise seed.
Well, no.
Because you can't be a surprise seed because they got their own FIFA rankings.
Yes.
FIFA rankings are based on results.
Yes.
I know people don't like that, but the fact is FIFA rankings are based on results.
They are based on results against, but they're also based on who you're playing against.
Which is why
Netherlands and Italy weren't seeded, because they played against rubbish teams for some reason. Mm. So I think
France will do all right at that.
I think France will not top that. I think they'll be second, but I wouldn't be surprised if Ecuador won that group and France was second.
I would like to register my opposition to that.
Yes,
to that view.
Challenge.
Do you think Honduras are going to go through?
No, I think Switzerland and France go through in that game.
Ah,
yeah, okay. Switzerland are a very good side. They're a bit conservative because they're managed by Otmar Hitzfeld. But they've got some very good players. They've got Lichtsteiner, they've got Josip Drimic, they've got Jedran Djikiri. They've got some brilliant players in Switzerland, and I think they'll go through. And France, I'll probably top that group. But it's not my call.
No.
But I'm just stating for the record that I don't...
That's
hold with that view.
That's fine. But I tell you what, you can tell us what's going to happen in Group F then.
Okay, I'll tell you what's going on in Group F. Well, I think that Argentina are among the favourites to win the group.
Oh, to win the
World Cup.
The
so,
thing,
I mean,
yeah.
I certainly think that if they're among the favourites to win the whole thing, they should certainly, it would be a massive surprise if they weren't to get through. Also, given the relative lack of quality that they're facing, Bosnia do have some tasty players. Vedad Ibisevic, we know who he is, from Stuttgart, and Edin Dzeko, good player.
Awesome player.
The chap, Misimovic, was brilliant in the 2009-2010 season for Wolfsburg. Trouble is, it's now 2014. And Nigeria, I want Nigeria to get through second. I don't know anything about Iran, unfortunately. I mean, I know their goalkeeper because he plays for Braunschweig. I know very little about Iran, so I can't say they are a complete wild card. That's why I'm looking forward to watching them play.
Mm.
But so I'm going to fall back.
They play Nigeria on the 16th.
Indeed.
Their first game.
Indeed.
At a comfortable 8 o'clock as well.
At a comfortable 8 o'clock kickoff. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to say that lack of experience and perhaps lack of strength in depth is going to do for Bosnia, and I am going to say that Argentina and Nigeria are going to go through. Nigeria are a young type team, but they are currently the African champions.
Mm.
So I think that's a good call. I think I'd love to see Bosnia do well there, but I think it's going to be first tournament shenanigans. Do you think so? Yeah,
I would disagree with that. I just really like to see Bosnia do well because I am quite possibly in love with Edin Dzeko. I think he's that good.
I want Bosnia to do well as well, but I'm gonna go with Nigeria. Also, I love the Nigeria's coach Stephen Keshi.
Mm.
Yes. And I want him to do well.
Yes, it's always good to hope for him to do well. So, well, Jan, I mean, I think we should leave you to decide what's going to happen in Group G, which for me is perhaps the most interesting group
in
the tournament.
I think this is really difficult to call.
Yeah.
Because Ghana are a good side. Portugal are arguably a one-man team. I know they've got some good players, but
it might be his last World Cup.
Yeah. It could be for him to shine. I mean, this could be his like Maradona's 86, you know,
Do you know who, I think this is going to be is what Forlan was in 2010.
We hope so. I mean, we're waiting for Ronaldo to really show up at a major tournament.
Yeah.
And I think this is going to be the one.
It would be lovely to see it because he is such a gifted player. But it's not the easiest of starts for them. Of course, they're playing against Germany, who have got to be the red-hot favourites.
Do you think that? I think when you have a group like that, I think that's the best thing about England's group is the fact that all the games are in exactly the right order for us. I think if you want to play Italy in a group, you play them first off. And I think if you're playing Germany in a group, hit them the first time. You don't want to be going into that last game needing something out of it to go through and then having to play Germany.
Germany have got injury concerns and other preparation issues that they're not entirely happy.
So they could be slow starters,
but I just think Germany's got such a pedigree. Used to it they're set up for World Cups.
Yeah.
And I think that they'll do very well. But the interesting thing is as well that the USA, who you could argue is the weaker team in the group, but Klinsmann's their manager, and he brings a hell of a lot of pedigree.
Yeah.
And so he'll know all the tricks, and he'll know exactly what
they
to expect.
They've got some players, though.
And they're a very, very fit side.
Bradley's a good player.
Ghana, USA. I mean, that's another thing about these round of first fixtures. I think Ghana, USA... If there's a result in that game,
I think that the USA are probably. I mean, what I would say that the USA are dark horses in that game. Really, really tough one to call.
It's your call though, Jan.
But you've got to call
I don't want to be boring and just go with. I say Germany will top the group.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's as clear cut. I think I'd love to see Ronaldo have a great World Cup and for it to be his tournament.
Yeah.
Obviously not at the expense of England.
Yeah.
But I think that you're right that USA could upset that a bit. So.
Who are you going for though?
Ghana.
Ghana. Oh, look at that. Excellent. We're going to have to watch that. That's 11 o'clock on the 16th of June. That's some good games on the 16th of June, isn't there? That comes immediately after Iran-Nigeria. You've got Ghana-USA. Book your place on the sofa for that.
Right. That's Monday night, isn't it?
That is a Monday night.
It's our
night.
Time.
Yes.
Over here.
Yeah, well, it would be Monday sort of late afternoon over here in Brazil, obviously. I'm giving the benefit
I'm
of...
still getting used to the time difference since we landed this morning. We're behind, aren't we?
Yeah. Reset your watch, Chief.
It's like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. It is. I had too many of those on the plane on the way over. It was first class. It was very, very nice. Didn't realise our budget stretched to that.
Right. Sound of football has many powerful
players.
which leaves
many
me,
listeners, but yeah. many powerful.
Which players. Leaves me to look at Group H, and of course, all the money is really looking at the actual dark horses of the World Cup, Belgium.
Mm. They're the official dark
the official
horses.
Dark horses.
They're the official Budweiser, Visa, Mastercard dark horses of the World Cup.
They're so dark, they're glowing.
Which means, which means they've suddenly now become the really sort of like. Crass sort of like commercial, oh yeah, everyone says Belgium, but actually the real dark horses are
blah blah blah.
But the trouble that you've got with this group is that the only team there who have got players that you are likely to have seen is, and anyone here, is Belgium.
Well, this is the thing about
Algeria, like, play in what, the French league, mostly. Russia all play in the Russian league, and no one watches that apart from in Russia. And maybe and the South Korea ditto.
Belgium have got a lot of following over here because so many of them play in the Premier League.
But in terms of not being surprised who goes through,
they've been built up a lot, though, hasn't it? There's a lot of pressure on them because they know they've got the best squad they've had in a very long time.
Exactly, but
it's South Korea as well. They always go into these things with nothing. They know they've got nothing to prove.
No, exactly. So, and they end up getting good results.
I wouldn't be surprised if South Korea.
I wouldn't be surprised if Russia. Go through in that route.
And talking about like, you know, the order of which you want to play, and Belgium play South Korea last, and it wouldn't surprise me if they end up stuffing it up against South Korea.
They're tough hombres and experienced World Cup campaigners.
With Belgium, I mean, like, you know, if you've got Marouane Fellaini in your midfield, you know, who are you going to frighten? Who are you going to scare?
If you've got Daniel van Buyten in your back four. Yeah, make the same argument.
Yeah, Thomas Vermaelen. Yeah,
they've got some players, but again, not for the first time. There's a team in the World Cup that doesn't have that much in defence.
Yeah, they got Vincent Kompany.
They do indeed.
That's it, though.
That's right. Yeah. And that may well be enough.
Yeah,
but you have to decide. Which teams you wouldn't be surprised to see?
Have they got the Chelsea boy who's on loan in goal for them?
Thibaut Courtois. They do indeed. Yeah.
Yeah. He's their first choice, isn't he?
Yeah, Atletico Madrid player. Yes. He's probably a Chelsea player. Yes. Probably coming back to Chelsea.
He's probably coming back there, isn't he? Yeah.
As far as I'm aware, he is first choice.
Yes. Yeah. And they got
Eden Hazard.
Yeah, they got Hazard. Yeah, and they got Lukaku. I don't know if he's
Lukaku,
injured.
Yeah. No, it's Benteke who's injured.
Was it Benteke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they've only got Lukaku, apparently.
Right.
So, up front.
Yeah,
but Hazard can, he can get up there.
Yeah. And of course they got Adnan Januzaj as well.
They certainly do have indeed. The Kosovo's Adnan Januzaj. Yeah.
Janny's Edge. Yeah.
Which is a much better way of
it. It's a much better way. Yeah, I think Janny's Edge. Yeah. I think it sounds Janny's Edge. It doesn't sound like football. Janny's Edge.
Janny's Edge. Yeah. That's how it would have been pronounced in the
90s. In the 70s. Yeah, exactly.
That's how Janny's Edge. Brian Moore wouldn't have had any of this Janny's Eye malarkey. Yeah. Janny's Edge. No.
Janny's Edge.
That's not how we pronounced it. He was steadfastly, he always insisted on pronouncing Ajax, Ajax. Yeah. He didn't care.
Yeah. And Juventus as well.
He even read out a letter once. On television in order to prove that, why don't you pronounce it Ajax? And he went, well, and I don't know who was addressing, like, well, for the same reason that I don't refer to Paris as Paris. Put down this piece of paper and then continued on with the show. And who is to argue with Brian Moore?
Right, that said, who's going through out of that group? I'll tell you who's going through. South Korea are winning it and Belgium are coming second.
All right. I like the way you think. I think you're wrong, but I like the way you think.
Ah. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if that happened.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if it happened as well.
Right. So, do you want to have a list of what the second round fixture is going to be?
Come on, let's do it.
It's going to be Brazil versus the Netherlands.
Ooh.
Colombia versus Italy.
Ooh.
Ecuador versus Nigeria.
Ooh.
Germany versus Belgium.
Ooh.
Oh, 100 years on.
Again.
Cameroon versus Spain. Japan versus England.
Ooh.
Argentina versus Ghana. And Ghana versus South... France versus Argentina. And Ghana versus South Korea.
Oh, geez, almost finished.
Right, okay. Right, we're going to go best of three. Right, three of us here.
Right, yep.
So we can get winners out of all this. Right, Brazil, Netherlands. Terry.
Brazil.
Well, there you go. I don't need to say there. Brazil. Colombia, Italy. Come on, Terry.
Italy.
Italy.
Oh, it's Italy there. Ecuador, Nigeria.
Nigeria.
Yeah.
I don't even have to think here, do I? No. Germany, Belgium.
Oh, I think it'll be a protracted 4-year-long no-score draw.
I think there'll be many casualties.
And there'll be a lot of sending offs and injuries.
There's going to be serious discipline from
yeah, there. Yeah. But they might stop playing football halfway through.
Except for Christmas.
Halfway through the match, they're going to stop playing football and then they're going to war.
All together now. Yes, okay.
Paul McCartney's going to come on. It's going to be awful.
Oh, miserable. Oh,
awful.
Pipes of peace, yes. Okay,
Germany.
Yes, say Germany. Okay, let's get the references out of the way quickly. Okay, Cameroon, Spain, yeah.
Spain.
Spain. Okay. Japan, England.
England. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I can't not.
Come on, England. Yeah, come on, England. France, Argentina.
Ooh. Argentina, I'd go for.
I'm going to go for Argentina, but that one's going to be closer than a slimming Rizzler.
Yes. Ghana versus South Korea.
Ooh, South Korea, I think.
Yeah, I'll go for South Korea. Are you all right with those choices? Since you,
I wasn't going to be able to do anything against them anyway. But Brazil, Italy, Nigeria, Germany, ooh. Spain, England, Argentina, South Korea. Right. So semi-finals, Brazil, Italy, Jan.
Brazil.
Oh, I want to say Italy so badly.
Come on. This is going to be one of the classic games of the whole.
I want to make it 82 all over again.
Come on. So what do you think? Come on.
Italy.
It is Italy.
You know, you're both wrong there, don't you?
No. They are going out. Quarterfinals. This is made for that. Italy.
Oakley's going to remember this, you know.
Yeah, Oakley will.
The great thing is that I've actually predicted on another website that Brazil will win.
Well, not now they're not. They're going out in the quarterfinals. It's going to be another embarrassing, just like 1950. Oh, dear. Nigeria, Germany, Jan. Come on.
Germany.
I think Germany too.
Yep.
So we're going to go with that because it builds up a semi-final and poor Germany.
We know what this means.
Spain, England. Come on, Stuart Pearce, spirit of 1996 again.
I watched that in a pub in Port Stewart in Northern Ireland.
Did you?
And it was it wasn't like watching it in a pub in England. In fact, it was like watching it in a country where they really didn't want England to win. And there was one man there.
You're in the wrong country.
There was one man there in a Blackburn Rovers shirt who was just he was happy to see England go through. So I stood next to him. He was massive. So there you go. Is my anecdote on that.
Yeah.
England.
Spain.
Right. So now it's down to me to say what's going to happen.
Treason.
No, realism. Dignified exit.
England.
Hey. Oh, God.
We're now moving into the realms of fantasy.
No, we're not, because look who we're going to be playing in the semi-final and losing to.
It's going to be...
South Korea again?
South Korea or Argentina?
They're going to cheat again, are they? Oh, sorry. I could apply it to either team, couldn't I?
You could do, yes.
So Argentina? Yeah.
Argentina. Uncontroversial. Argentina. That means it gives us a semi-finals listing of Italy versus Germany.
This is a really tasty World Cup, isn't it?
It certainly is.
And England versus Argentina. And the final is going to be between...
Italy.
And
Argentina.
And...
Oh no. The headline writers are going to love me. It's going to be Germany against England.
Whoa.
That's crazy talk.
Now, okay, so... But
you have a casting vote.
I think it's going to be Italy.
It's always Italy. Italy always
going to be Italy. So, there's two of us saying it. So we've got
Italy.
Italy. And it's going to be Argentina, I'm afraid.
Treason.
I know, it is treason. But come on, I've gotten there. So,
Graham Hodgson over there.
Yeah, I'm sure, a semi-final, that's good enough for a knighthood. Which gives us a final.
These days? God, yeah.
A final of Italy versus Argentina.
So, we will decide the winner in the time-honoured sound of football fashion. With the soccer dice.
With the soccer dice, right, okay.
We need a clock and we need a commentator.
Okay, right, so we're going to have a clock.
2 minutes?
2 minutes.
1 minute.
Two minutes. Okay, I've got one right in front of me here.
Excellent. Yeah.
Okay. Right, so
we're starting with.
So Terry, you can be Italy, and Jan, you'll be Argentina, and I'll be the commentator.
You'll be the commentator. I've
done something. So Terry, right.
We need to probably toss for who goes
we'll,
first.
We'll have a toss first. Right, wait. No, sorry, I've got this.
Okay.
Okay, so heads will be the red one. Cool, yeah.
Heads.
Right. No.
So I go first, isn't it?
Terry, you go first. So you get hold of the red one and
red,
you...
Red, black, blue, yellow, green.
And kickoff is now. Inside pass to blue. Oh, it's a long shot of goal. Go for the green dice. Wide. Oh, Jan. Grab over the red one. It's through ball to green. Ooh, good corner cool. to yellow. Shoot! And it's a goal! Oh, through ball to yellow. Tackled and lost. Inside pass to blue. Shoot! Goal! It's 2-0 to Argentina before even half time. Terry, kick off again. Through ball to green. Oh, they've come back straight away. Quick before half-time calls.
Corner
to yellow. Offside. Offside. That's half-time. That's half-time there. So, have a break now.
Offside. How can you be offside from a corner? Honestly.
Argentina 2-0 up against Italy. This is a...
Really, it's a long way to come back from here. It's a long way to come back.
But, and Jan's got
the kickoff. It is hot.
Yes. It is hot. So, go ahead. Dribble, throw again. Dribble's yellow. Back pass to black. Tackled and lost. Oh, this is where Italy could come back. Through ball, straight into attack. This is a shot on goal.
That was close, that one.
It was close.
It's Argentina to start off again. Tackled and lost.
Dribble, throw again. Sorry, I was on.
Short pass to black. Shoot. Over the bar! Oh dear, time's running out as we're more than halfway through the second half here. Argentina playing keep ball here. Oh, they're offside. Italy in a hurry to get things started again. Still having a long shot at goal. Saved! Oh dear, they're disappointing. They're not the same team they were in 2006. Inside pass to blue. Oh, opponent showing the yellow card. It's a free kick.
Three ball to green.
Corner to yellow. Pass back to black. They've really got to tackle them last. Pass to blue. They're coming to injury time now.
Tackle lost.
Can they salvage anything? Is it time for a shot? Goal! The referee says, indication is three. There's only 3 minutes left. Through ball to green. They're breaking. Oh, it's corner to yellow. Shoot. Save. Oh. He's only got 10 seconds to try and get it through there. Dribble throw again. Three, tackle and lost. Oh, and that's it. That's time. And the referee's blown the whistle. And the final score is Argentina 2, Italy 1.
Robbed, I tell you.
So there you have it. Argentina lift the World Cup for the third time, and they are the world champions.
At least we wouldn't be surprised if they became the world champions.
It came
out just like that.
Yes.
I thought that was, I think that's almost on the money. I think there's some mavericks in there.
Oh, there's got to be. There's
never really
be.
Known Ecuador to win a game outside of Ecuador. But, this could be their chance.
But, of course, we didn't mention the fact that the England and Germany get to play a third-place playoff.
Oh yeah, and what do we think happens there?
The Germans
win, don't they? Probably 5-0.
They still have a penalty shootout in third place playoffs. Yeah.
Could be.
They don't share third place. Well, listeners, I hope you enjoyed that. Of course, that was just a bit of fun. Really, just a bit of fun. Don't go betting any money on what we said today. Really, don't do that. Unless you want to, yeah.
Yeah, but we'll have a slice of the winnings.
Of course we will. Yeah. Give us some of that moolah. And of course, we'll see when we get back from Brazil.
But of course, we're a few weeks from now. But we're going to record another podcast. We're going to do one on Saturday, aren't we?
We are going to do one. Yeah.
Gin notwithstanding.
Oh yes. Well, National Gin Day, and we're going to be
World Gin Day.
It's International Gin Day.
So you know.
Yeah, we won't be having international gin. We'll be having good London gin.
Damn right. Yeah. Or best gin.
Yes.
Only the best.
Yes. But yes. So enjoy the World Cup. Get in there, enjoy it, because that's what it's there for. And bring all your friends along as well, because they'll enjoy it too, even if they don't like football.
Yeah, especially if they don't like football.
Yeah, because you'll be going in the pub. Anyway, until then, it's goodbye from me, and it's goodbye from
these me? Two. And him.
Temporarily forgotten who he's sitting with.
Absolutely.
You did.
Cheers, everyone. Cheers. There's too much gin when you drink.
Your glass appears to be empty.
Cheers.
Oh, este coqueiro que dá toco, onde amarra minha rede, nas noites claras de luar, Brasil.
You can contact us through our website, sofpodcast.com, via Twitter at soundoffootball, or on facebook.com/soundoffootball.
É o meu Brasil brasileiro, terra de samba e bandeiro, Brasil,
Brasil.